if a trio of Philadelphia City Council members gets its way. Candidates for city offices will be eligible for taxpayer funding for their campaigns if they can build grassroots support. WHYY's Dave Davies explains.
Philadelphia already has limits on campaign contributions to try and reduce the impact of special interest in politics. The new proposal would reward candidates for city office with some help if they get modest contributions.
For contributions less than $150, there's a 5-to-1 public match.
That's Shane Creamer of the City Ethics Board, which helped the council sponsors draft the bill. Those $150 contributions would turn into $900 each with the public match. But the candidate gets the match only if he or she puts in the time to raise a defined minimum with those smaller donations. That's $15,000 for council candidates. And those contributions must come from voters in districts they're running in. Creamer says the idea is to change the way candidates connect with donors.
Instead of seeking a smaller number of large donations, they really have the incentive to seek a much higher number of smaller donations, which forces them to connect with their constituents on a much more intimate level and a much more regular level.
The bill is co-sponsored by council members Maria Quinones-Sanchez, Bobby Heenan, and Derek Green, who hopes it will reverse a troubling trend.
We've had a decrease in voter participation, so when candidates have to engage more and more with more people, it gets more people involved in the process, both through a contribution perspective and also more engaged as we vote for our candidates.
The bill draws on the experience of other cities with public financing, but it has a road to travel before enactment. There will be public hearings, a vote by the full council, and if it approves, a citywide voter referendum next year. Dave Davies, WHYY News.